Well, sometimes a lot of them I say that.
What do they mean when they say it?
Just like they're acting funny, I reckon.
And say if a person had been well and suddenly here they have some disease, you might say, well, she was looking fine yesterday. When was it that they, what, sick?
Get her to the hospital?
Yeah, you might ask, well, when was it that she
died?
Or she, what, sick?
When she got sick?
Any nice ways of saying that a person died?
Passed away.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Some people say, oh, that old fool died or something like that.
You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Oh.
And the place where people are buried is called a
graveyard.
And, any other name for graveyard?
No, I don't know who he is.
What about what
a cemetery?
And what they put the body in?
A coffin and a box.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say if a person went outside and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say he
catching a cold.
Or if that had happened, you'd say that yesterday he
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was
hoarse.
And if you go like that, you call that a
sneeze. Or a cough.
And
I thought you sneezed, but
say if you had gotten someone some medicine, you go in there and you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And you might say, I already
taken it.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweat it.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a
horizon.
And any other names for that?
A ball.
Okay. What about when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out?
It's old yellow stuff, and then sometimes it has a, what you call a coal in it. It's a, a round thing, leaves a hole. We call them coals of horizon.
What do you call that old yellow stuff?
Pus.
What about when you open a blister?
Well, it's not pus, it's just water runs out.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
It's swollen.
Yesterday, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen all up.
And you say, if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell up.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at
the wound.
You know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It's got this white granular substance around the edge. You know what that's called? Some kind of flesh.
In growing flesh, or what do they call
it?
Proud flesh. That's what they call it, proud flesh.
Say if you had a cut on your finger, the brown liquid medicine, it stings.
Iodine.
What about a real bitter powder, real bitter medicine?
Quinine?
Mm-hmm.
God, don't talk about that stuff. When I was a kid, I taken that. I do hate it.
Why did you take it?
For children's fever. We used to have children's fever down here long years ago, but we don't have them no more.
Did it?
It was bitter. Lord, it was bitter.
Did it work very well?
Oh, yeah. It would kill the children's fever, and we had a medicine we called Calmol to work your liver. They give you that and then give you the quinine. And it would break the children's fever.